All right, we have Suzanne on the line.
Hello? Hello?
Hello, Suzanne.
Hi, Alan. How are you?
Hey, it's Alan Tudyk. How are you doing?
Oh, good.
I'm great.
I'm a huge fan of yours. Ever since Firefly. And
thank you very much.
And I loved Con Man. It's so funny. And I'm glad to say that Resident Alien...
Thank you.
Resident Alien is funny. I'm hooked on it. I watched the first 7 episodes this weekend, and it's just great. I can't wait to see the next one.
Oh, thank you. How brilliant. That's great.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Fantastic.
So, can you tell us how this role came about for you?
It came about in a very normal way, sort of like most roles that I've ever had. It's all pretty much just like a call, like, here's the script. They can't find this guy. Would you want to go in on this? Type of thing. Like, they had evidently auditioned many people before and fell in love with it immediately. Went and auditioned. Met David Dobkin, who directed the pilot, and Chris Sheridan. They were on FaceTime. We didn't even know about Zoom back then. They were on FaceTime, and I was in a casting office in Los Angeles, and it was one of the auditions that I got done with and walked away and said, I think that went well, because they seemed so happy. Not always the case.
Right. So
they're not always the case. Get out of here.
When was it filmed?
Oh my gosh, so long ago. We filmed the pilot 2 years ago. We started, and then Sci-Fi liked it, and we said, okay, we're probably going to pick this up. We're going to pick it up. Yeah, we're picking it up. It took some time to come up with that idea, and then they said, but we don't know when we're going to shoot it, and they kept, I don't know what they were doing. I just assumed it had to do with scheduling and big corporate-y decisions that I wasn't privy to. So we finally shot it probably almost a year later, got into shooting the series, and then COVID came along and then pushed us out another 6 months. And we finished it just a few months ago, 3 months ago.
Oh, okay. And had you worked with any of the other people on the series before this?
Never. Nobody.
Wow.
It was great. Well, it was great because we all got along. It was like the kind of like a whole new group of friends.
That's great. There's a lot of people in that cast.
I know. I know. And I feel like there's, you know, I knew Corey Reynolds before from his work.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to admit I hadn't met or hadn't seen anybody else's from the cast prior. And everybody's so great. I think, or I hope people, when they watch it, enjoy the new faces. You know, they're so funny and good.
Yeah, and even though it's a big cast, they make each character so distinct that you don't get confused. You know, sometimes you watch a show and you're like, who are all these people? But they did a good job with it.
Right.
And
yes, they did.
And I heard that you went to clown school to help you prepare for the role. Is that true?
I did. Well, I took a clown class in... my first clown class in the late 1900s, in 1993 or 4, when I went to Juilliard, there's a clown named Chris Bays, and he runs a program in Yale, and one of his students, Orlando Pobotoy, is a great friend of mine, who also went to Juilliard, but now he teaches clowning at NYU. I know lots of clowns. I'm a big clown. I love, like... real clown. Clowning is a big part of theater training at the major schools around the United States, for sure. But I had identified when we did the pilot that so much of who Harry was could be considered clowning because of the physicality, the challenges of the physicality, and his lack of knowledge. He's he just waved into situations without knowing the rules, the social rules, and he's curious. He has to, you just have to put your head in a place where you're looking at the world where anything is possible, and then that's kind of how clowns see the world. And I'm talking good clowns. These are like the Lecoq School of Clowning out of France. This isn't the kind of clown that hang out in sewers and kill children and make them float. This is the real kind of Charlie Chaplin type of Laurel and Hardy clown.
Okay. Well, it's interesting that you brought up the physicality, because when they showed you learning how to walk and talk and all that, it really reminded me like a comedy version of Jeff Bridges in Starman when he first arrives.
I saw Starman when that thing came out.
Yeah, me too.
I love his performance in that. His breathing always freaked me out. He went for real on that. Like he was.
Yeah.
He was into the mechanics of how to. I don't go that far, luckily, for me, because that I can't hear that sound again and again and again. But definitely the manipulating your mouth, that sort of the thought process behind some of the speaking when he's learning to speak, it is about just that you're pushing air over the back of the tongue and you manipulate the tongue in this way to create these sounds, and these sounds mean these things.
Right.
So he becomes alien pretty fast if that's your thought process going on in your head.
And when you're looking like the alien, how long does it take for them to make you look like that?
2 hours.
Oh.
2 hours. And towards, there is another version of the alien that we haven't seen yet that is much more involved, that's sort of torso piece, that is closer to 4 hours.
Hmm.
And that involves body shaving, I'm not a hirsute man. Any kind of hair becomes problematic, so you try to go all swimmer with yourself. Lose all the hair. So that's no fun. But usually, just the main one, whenever the kid Max sees me and you see me, standing there in my flannel shirt with the alien head and hands, that's a 2 hour process.
Okay. And what was the best part for you filming the series?
I love this stuff early on that you mentioned, like walking and talking, just sitting and trying to figure out how to sit down. Any new experiences, especially any physicality stuff that's the challenge for Harry, those are so much fun for me. I enjoy going to work and falling down. It's just something I've done since I was a child. And then I learned to balance, and then I kept falling down because I found it very funny. I like falling down, getting hit with things. So anytime there's more of the physical stuff, those things will come.
Well, without saying...
One more question.
Okay, they wanted me to do the Devil May Care as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Devil May Care. It's on the TVGZ sci-fi midnight animation block. I don't know what TVGZ stands for.
I don't either.
Anybody told anybody. I think it just sounds good together, and it's for some reason memorable.
Was it fun?
I'm the devil.
Was it fun developing the voice for the devil?
Well, was it fun?
Developing the voice.
Yeah, he's similar. He's similar to a character I played in Knocked Up, and he was the head of a Entertainment Tonight type. He's an Entertainment Weekly executive or something like that, which seems appropriate. But that was kind of, come on, be a team leader. That's the way the devil is different in this show. He's not like
he's not evil.
Not
sounding.
Evil. He's just. Yeah, he's not sounding, and not even in the way he goes about running hell. He's trying to gentrify hell. He wants it to be someplace. He wants it to be a place where you can go and have a good time. He just happens to be the angel that got put in charge of hell.
Right.
Hello?
That's not me.
Cancel our meeting.
Maria?
Oh, hold on.
Okay.
Maria?
Sorry about that.
Oh. Okay. So, how many total episodes are there?
Yeah.
For Devil May Care?
Such a good question.
Oh, you don't know? It's okay.
I think it's eight.
Yeah.
Eight or ten.
Okay.
They're only like 15-minute episodes.
All right.
It's just like an Adult Swim type feel mm-hmm. to the shows.
Sure. And go ahead.
Go on. I'm sorry.
It was fun to
recognize. It's like crazy.
Yeah. It was fun to recognize Lewis Black in the first episode. Are there a lot of recognizable guest star voices in the other episodes?
Yes, there's somebody else that I was stoked that we got. But I didn't know that we got Lewis until I saw the episode. Because, again, this is all very pandemic-born.
Right.
In the way we recorded it.
Sure.
You can record whole things and never meet another person.
Yeah.
But you're able to talk and meet and handshake and stuff that we haven't been able to do. So
right.
I don't know. I don't have a list of who all is in the
show. That's fine.
Lewis Black is a cool cat.
And you do a lot of animated shows. Do you have to turn down a lot of them because you get so many animated voice work?
I guess I'm choosy.
Well, you have to be, right?
they're pretty easy to do
mm-hmm.
As far as the time commitment and things like that. But, yeah, it kind of feels like when you're spoiled, you know? I love tacos, and then you move to a neighborhood that has the best taco place. Like, you want a taco? From where? I'm at the from where place.
Right.
Who's making the taco? What are the fixins?
So,
I'm so sorry. That's all we have time for.
Okay. No problem. And thanks a lot, Alan. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.